we wanted to do formally a tribute now, and because of many reasons, this final program of the season was the most appropriate, because Savalich was a great interpreter of Brahms and lover of Brahms. He was one of the early champions of Gil Shaham, our wonderful soloist. So it's only fitting that Gil is with us. And we decided to change the program. We wanted to finish the program with some Enescu, and I'm still committed to do that wonderful rhapsody. But there was a piece of music which Savalich always told the players it was his favorite movement, and it's the Adagio from Schumann's Symphony No. 2. And as we know, he did a lot of Schumann with the orchestra here, and it's true that it might be one of the most gorgeous pieces of music ever written for orchestra. And it's very moving for me as a music director now to feel that many of the orchestra members now, who are at the core, the middle of their commitment and tenure with the orchestra, to feel their connection with that initial mentor and example and model and almost teacher for some of them, which Savalich was. So I'm really humbled and honored to be able to honor his legacy and be in his footsteps as well in this sense of historical moments.
It's really interesting to me because I know conductors don't have that many opportunities to get to know one another.
It's absolutely right. A conductor, by definition, when we're in one city, that means that the other is in the other city. Only very rarely places like New York or Berlin or London that it can happen, that or Vienna, that some conductors are together. But I don't meet regularly my colleagues, and even my older colleagues or the ones of the same generation is the same thing. We get to meet one another, especially through the music making of the wonderful musicians who are the stable quantity of an institution like an orchestra, like the Philadelphia Orchestra. And of course, I know Savalich from recordings, for example. But now I get to hear some stories from the musicians. I get to also look at the library, at his own parts and markings. And some people also very often, not compare, but they tell me how similarities they see between my approach and his. And they would say in a particular piece, oh yes, Maestro Savalich used to say exactly what you told us now, that to do this and that. However, he was emphasizing this, but you emphasized this other aspect. And that is fascinating for me to see that music is still this, in our world of electronic and knowledge and all of access to a very immediate information, that music transmits itself through not only orally, but through a certain background and culture, I would say, which is distinctive to every institution, and that as a conductor, we are privileged to be the ones carrying that legacy and being rooted in history, but also bringing it forward and really for the audience now.
And this program in particular, the program is very interesting because you have Schumann, whom Savalich loved, you have Brahms, you've expressed a lifelong love of Brahms. Schumann befriended Brahms, and then you have Dvorak.
And Dvorak was a great admirer of Brahms, and Brahms admired Dvorak as well. Because Dvorak, I think, it's well known, was orchestrating a la Brahms. However, Brahms was always in great envy of Dvorak, because Dvorak had naturally, obviously, because of its origin of Bohemian, was able to have this Central European flow of folkloric music that Brahms wished he would have had, being a Northern German composer. So he was always admiring his works. And that line in history is the core of what Maestro Savalich did with the orchestra. And those Slavonic dances of Dvorak were always encores, favorite encores of his when he was touring with the orchestra or also at home. So it was only fitting that this program would be in tribute.